Let's go to the phone again. Hello, good morning. Who's this?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Sandy from Sunnyvale.
Hi there, Sandy. You're on the air with Barbara. What's up?
I know. I was so excited when I got Barbara's email today that she was going to be on. I have a couple questions for Barbara. And hi, Barbara.
Hi.
And first I want to say I've been working with Barbara almost a month now, and I'm very happy the way things are going. I usually get very, very sick when I start any new protocol, even when I go slow. So I'm doing excellent on this program. I had a little detox in the beginning, and Barbara said just dilute the product. I started with rose cream, very little amount, so she said to dilute it more. And then when I did that, then it went really great. So I've been brave enough to try a couple other products here and there, and it's going well. Now my question is, on the today I'm going to put the lotion all over my body. So that'll be the first time. So two questions. First of all, I know it goes all over my body. Does that include the face?
When you put it on your face, you shouldn't leave it on for 8 hours. You should leave it on for 1 or 2 hours. And especially if you're sensitive, then I would suggest that you don't leave it on your body for 8 hours either. And when people are sensitive, it means they have an extreme load of parasites. So it's not that you're it's not that you're allergic to the products. It's just that the parasites will start coming out. So we want to do that in a very gentle way so that it's comfortable for you.
Okay, so maybe just leave it on for a couple of hours on my body?
I would say 3 or 4 hours, and then take a shower and then put the rose cream on. Rose cream.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe today I'll skip my face or just do it like for a half hour or 20 minutes.
Yes, that sounds, right.
You think I should skip it or just do it for a small amount of time?
I think you should do it for a half an hour or 2 hours. Because you want to get, them coming out of your face as well.
Yeah, well, since I'm so sensitive, I'm being very, very careful.
Just be careful. Pay attention.
Yeah, be careful. You should follow your intuition.
Yeah, just go with the flow there, because there's not going to be a magic recipe that just for you. You're going to have to figure that out for yourself.
And that's what I've been doing with the rose cream.
Oh, good. Okay, what else?
And it didn't take long to figure out. Now, the second question is, how much of the lotion? On the bottle it says...
Hello?
Did we lose her?
Earth. We lost her. Okay, we'll talk about that.
Okay. She'll probably come back.
Yeah, well, that's okay. We'll talk about how much of the lotion. So other people are probably... So Sandy, listen up here. She can talk about the how much lotion.
How much... it says to put one tablespoon with 3 tablespoons of something else.
Mm-hmm.
Then spread it all over the body. And if you're feeling that's too strong for you, then I would do a half tablespoon with 3 tablespoons of something else. It's still going to kill things, but it'll kill them gently. So, you should definitely follow your intuition, Sandy.
Yeah, I think this could be her again.
I got you back now.
Okay, so she's going to tell you. Now, it says on the directions of how to do the lotion, Sandy.
Okay, let me repeat. On the bottle, it says a tablespoon of the lotion. On the instructions, it says a teaspoon.
Yeah, so we give you 2 ways to do it. So whichever you think is best for you, it's still going to kill some parasites, whether you use a tablespoon or a teaspoon.
So one way is you're doing it.
I might do a half a teaspoon then. Whatever you say, I do like half or a quarter of it.
Yeah, then you should follow your intuition, I would say.
Yeah.
I definitely will do that. I'm very good at that.
I'm so glad you're having a good result, though.
Yeah, I'm really happy about this.
Oh, great. Thanks, sweetie.
And then, you know, I'll do the paracleanse maybe next week, and I will only do a teeny, teeny bit to start with. Yeah. I mean, like a smidgen.
Yeah. That sounds like a good idea for your situation.
Yeah, you're doing good. Just stay at it and pay attention to what's going on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for calling.
I'm loving it. Thank you very
much. All right, babe. Pay attention, right? Pay attention. Pay attention. Pay
attention. You have to listen to your body. Mm.
Let's see. Clicking through my emails here. Barbara Frank is with us. It is October 3rd, 2019. Does it make any difference what time of the month you use the lotion? Would it be better before or after the full moon? Does the cream help with spider veins? Yeah, you know, there's people that have all these ideas about parasites and the moon phases. Mm-hmm. Do you have any ideas on that?
So it takes 90 days to kill all the egg cycles of the parasites. I think that's what she's referring to. It doesn't matter when you start using the lotion, though. So spider veins are parasites overgrowing in your veins. They can actually explode the vein. So they're right there where the blood is, where they get all the nutrients they need, and they overgrow there. So you can, you know, help them a lot by putting the herbal lotion on the spider veins. And then as you go back after that, you're going to feel, when you put the rose cream on, like the parasites coming out, or you'll see, you know, whatever type of parasite it is, they'll be coming out of the veins.
What about ladies who are menstruating? Any ideas on the time of the month? Does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
No.
Okay. I'm sure you've had that question before.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Please ask Barbara about the red light therapy that she recommends, how to use it, best device, and how does it compare to the large bulb far infrared lights that are used by Dr. Wilson. Those are near infrared. It is the same if we do, let's see, is it the same if we do not directly apply a device directly to the skin surface?
You mean the red infrared light that you sit under, that you put over
your
body?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Do you have on your website some stuff about infrared needle?
No, I don't.
She said you recommend? Do you recommend?
No, I don't recommend that. I haven't recommended it, but I think it's good.
Sure, yeah, they're good. In near infrared, far infrared.
Yes,
they're all very good.
They're all going to kill some parasites.
Yeah, they'll do all kinds of things, circulation and... They'll keep you warm in the winter, right? Oh, they're great. Yeah. We have a nice little thing in our store that a fellow by the name of Tony Verbeck built, and it's five of these near-infrared chicken lamps on a nice wooden plank with a switch, and very, very well done. And we have it in our store. He'll ship you one, and you can put this baby up in your living room either if you want. And it's been said by Dr. Ray Pete and Adam Bergstrom and all kinds of people, Dr. Wilson, out in Phoenix, that just having this red light on you at night is beneficial. It heals. And this is just these chicken lamps, you know, these little chicken lights near red front. Very healing. And you can use them at close range, do your own little sauna, and so get creative with it. It's in our store if you want to play around. Or if you just want one, just go to Home Depot, and they have the little, you know, that little metal thing, right, that you hook onto a chair, and they have these near infrared bulbs, and you just get one.
Mm.
Yeah. Near infrared, and they're very powerful. Very, very powerful. Keep chickens. They keep those little chickens going. Did you guys have chickens when you were a kid?
Yes.
I used to
buy like 500 baby chicks at a time.
Whoa. You had 500 of them?
Yeah.
So did your family sell the eggs then?
We sold the eggs and the chickens, yeah.
A slave? Was your grandma a slave?
Yes.
Wow.
My great grandmother.
Yeah, great grandma. Did they use a lot of pig feet and pig products and stuff like that?
Yes, they did.
I thought they did. Yeah.
I couldn't eat it. It was too gross.
It's too gross. I know.
It often had pus in it.
They're pretty gross. Pretty gross.
I wouldn't eat it. Yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Daniels talks a lot about that. That the pig stuff and. Which of Barbara's two lotions, the rose cream or the natural herbal lotion, is better for removing deep pitted scars like old acne scars?
The rose cream.
Rose cream. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, when folks get the rose cream for the first time, they're just getting the basic one, and then you have variables on those rose creams, right?
Stronger ones, yes.
Stronger ones. So they're all the same principle, but they're strong.
There's original, and then there's the 6 times stronger or 5 times stronger.
I see.
And then the rose cream with peptides.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go down and see if I really have that peptide thing. I think you just... No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure I do. I just didn't look at it closely.
Probably missed it.
Okay, here's another one. Does the ginger parasite cleanse have to be done at the same time as the topical use of the ocean natural lotion to fully regrow the hair, or will the lotion do that all by itself?
You're going to have a better result if you use them together.
Yeah.
But you can regrow your hair with the herbal lotion, but before your hair grows back, the Demodex mites are going to come out, so you need to be ready for that.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So your contention is that the guys that do the bald head thing, that it's a parasite thing as well.
I've seen so many bald heads grow hair.
No kidding.
Hundreds, yes. Hundreds,
really? That's so cool.
And
what did they do? Did they do the lotion? How did they do it?
The herbal lotion, yeah. The herbal lotion, it grows the hair back.
Just slop it on there every day and just...
On your scalp only, because sure. You don't need to put it on the hair. The parasites are in the scalp.
In the scalp, yeah. Well, you know, all the hair people have said for years, as long as I've been researching, that they never used the term parasites, but they certainly said it was an issue with viruses, and they said viruses are bacteria in the root of the hair, and that was causing things to not work well. So they were probably close, right?
I think they didn't want to scare people.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, this is like a taboo subject, and some people are terrified to think about bugs eating them alive.
Right.
So I think they just sugarcoated it.
Yeah, it's funny because
they know.
Yeah, they know. Because you could look at a bacteria or virus in a petri dish, and it just looks like this little blob, right? But you look at these parasites, as we said, and these are just little creatures. You know, they're just...
They have a mouth.
They got a mouth, and they got antlers. I mean, they
legs,
got the antennas and legs, and it's a trip. I mean, they're just...
Yeah.
Wow. Man.
They have to eat to live.
You think?
Yeah.
Last time I checked. And then they poop too, right? Then they poop.
Oh. Yeah, they make you very toxic.
Yeah.
So this is another question that came up.
Mm-hmm.
I put the herbal lotion on and I saw nothing for 24 hours. That means that the parasites have settled into you like sludge, and they're living in there, and they become almost like rocks inside of you. So if they didn't come out within 24 hours, that means that they've settled into your body like sludge, and you need to just keep going.
Just keep doing it.
And they'll start coming out, yeah, eventually.
Yeah, I've noticed that, Barbara, and ladies and gentlemen, with the rose cream, it goes through all these different phases. I had about 3 different total reskinning of my forehead. I mean, you know what I mean? It would go through a thing, and all of a sudden, for 3 or 4 days, all you could do is just rub it, and stuff would be falling off all over.
Yeah, those are layers of parasites.
Those are layers of parasites. Wow.
Yes.
So then you put the rose cream back on, and then all of a sudden, a week later or something, it does it again.
Yeah, you want to get rid of those parasites.
And, yeah, I can see little lines in my foreheads are beginning to diminish, too. I never had very many. Isn't that cool? That's so cool.
It is.
That's so cool. Okay. Morning, my friend's 4-month-old pup has mange. Any ideas? Also, with the ginger, will I be pooping all day long? Okay, first off...
No, you won't.
You won't.
First off, what, Patrick?
Oh, well, I will go... Let's stick with the ginger or the para cleanse. So, you want to gauge that? So, talk about how you talk to people about taking the para cleanse.
You want to make sure when you take the paracleanse that you find the right dose for your body, because everyone is different. Your infestation of parasites, you know, is going to determine how much you can take. So you need to follow the instructions, find the right dose for you. You should never have urgency. If you have urgency, that means that you're taking too much.
Oh, urgency to go to the restroom.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It will clean off impacted fecal matter from the colon.
Yes.
So it makes you feel really, really good when you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the dog with mange, that's also called tinea or ringworm. It's very highly contagious. It can lead to cancer. It is a parasite, and the herbal lotion will kill it.
Whoa. You can use it right on the dog, right on the dog.
Yeah. Yeah, but you need to be careful. Some animals are sensitive, or they have so many parasites in their body that when you kill some, the die-off can make them feel ill. So you need to make sure you provide the dog with plenty of water so he can drink that and flush out the things that you're killing.
Yes, very good. I would caution, too, having dogs most of my life. Just go easy, go slow,
because yeah, go
you
slowly.
Can always go more, you know, you can always do more, but you don't know, as Barbara said, you don't know what's going on with these little darlings, and you want to be careful and not have them had a bad experience. So
right. Yeah. And they're also more exposed to the parasites. They're on the ground.
Sure. Yeah.
They lay on the ground, they will wallow in the mud, so they get exposed to a lot more parasites than we do.
Yeah.
So they're going to have a heavier load than you.
Mm-hmm. What would a 75-year-old gentleman do about psoriasis? We've tried everything so far, and nothing has worked. Psoriasis.
I've seen 100 people like you that my products got rid of their psoriasis or eczema, and it's all parasites. And that's why you haven't gotten rid of them, because you haven't killed the parasites.
So, for psoriasis, that's a local thing that comes out of particular parts of the body, right? So
That's colonies of parasites that are situated at a certain place in your blood. So you need to dilute even more than a normal person, because you have a severe parasitic infestation. And just go very slowly, and they will all crawl out of you.
So for the psoriasis fellow, he's going to be doing it internally and externally, right?
It's going to work better that way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we always known that all these skin issues are the body ejecting something. I just never had the idea that they were parasitical something, you know. But you think it's all bugs, right?
I know it is.
You know it is. I know. Every time I say
anyone who does this will know it too.
I know. It's so great. Every time I say to Barbara, "Do you think this?" She said, "No, I know that. I know. That's funny. That's great."
I only talk about what I know, but this is something I know.
I know. I love it. I know. Well, you've been doing 40 years. You figure something out over the year. this is great. We have listeners all over the world. Does Barbara have a protocol for cattle, for worms and bloat and hoof foot and all kinds of stuff?
So you should know that it's been determined that 90% of the cows in America have bovine leukemia. I think we maybe talked about this before.
Yeah, we might have done this.
So based on that, that's how I treat any product from a cow. I sterilize it. You don't want to, eat the leukemia. Supposedly they pasteurize the milk to kill the leukemia. In Europe, they have decided to kill all the cows that had leukemia. In America, they decided to pasteurize the milk because so many of the cows have leukemia that, they're not going to kill all the cows. So you need to know that. Everyone needs to know that.
Yeah, there's some weird things going on, boy, with these animals. I kind of get the idea that the animals are just kind of ticked off. And they're just tired of getting killed.
They don't have a choice.
They're just tired of getting killed. But what do I know?
Everything eats something else.
Everything is eating something, right, on planet Earth, right? Everybody's eating somebody.
Yeah. Yes.
Remember that song, Dean Martin, Everybody Loves Somebody Sometime? So everybody's eating somebody sometime. It's just the same thing. Huh? Could parasites be detected in the blood by a medical blood test or a dark field to see blood
analysis.
Yeah,
that's how they detect them. By a blood microscopy.
Microscopy, something like that. Yeah.
So that's how they detect them.
And then you could probably even test afterwards if you wanted to make sure.
You don't
sure.
need to test. I guarantee you have them.
No, I mean, like test afterwards and see if they're gone?
Oh, yes.
I guess you could.
I've had people do that too.
So what do, Barbara? They just scraping part of their skin and they put it on a slide
Well, there's
or something?
A doctor who refers people to me who have parasites. And then when after they do my protocol, they go back to her and she, you know, tests them again and they don't have parasites.
And how did they test them? Do you know?
I think she does blood.
Blood, yeah. Oh, right in the blood itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's funny. I've never, in all the different blood tests I've taken over the years, never even had a thought about. So you could actually, from the regular blood draw places like LabCorp, you can have a test for parasites?
Yeah, it's called the live blood microscopy.
Oh, microscopy. But that's different, isn't it, from drawing blood and doing the blood test.
And then they look at it under the microscope and they see all these parasites in the blood.
Yeah, there are alternative people that do that. Yeah, that's different. Yeah, cool. Dark field microscopy, or however you say it. Pretty cool, huh?
That's how it works, yeah.
Patrick Timpone, Barbara Frank, OneRadioNetwork.com. If you'd like to be on the show, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. The colostrum is a great product if you want to help heal everybody that's grumpy growly down below your navel. You know, just, you know, they get like that. Grumpy growly and, you know, really, really healing for the gut. It's with Sir Thrival Colostrum. You might want to check it out. Shen Blossom is a fellow by the name of Brandon Amelani. He came to work. I met him when he worked for Daniel Vitalis about 10 years ago. And his company is amazing. You can go on our website and click on his website. And he has, so many cool things. And they're all very, very fine handcrafted, most of them to traditional Chinese medicine, or in the ginseng, for example, they use sake and they do it by the time of the moon and all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, this is the real deal, folks. He's got some pretty interesting lights on there too. He has brown rice miso, he has green tea, seaweed. These are just a few of the things here. The goji berry and shizandra. Hoshu Wu formula, classic Chinese formula, Hoshu Wu. Medicinal miso, 10 years old. Woo, 10 years old. Turmeric formula. Water activator to work with your water filters. Really cool stuff. Digestion activated, cough syrup. Longevity tonic, wild black sesame butter, medicinal mushrooms. I'm just rolling through here. Premium grade ginseng. I think he's got a 50-year-old ginseng on there. Reishi, shaga. Just a wonderful website, great products, and this is the real deal. You're going to spend a little more on this website and for these products, but believe me, baby, you're going to get the real deal. And my Uncle Tony used to say, it only cost a little bit more to go first class. On open phones in Rhode Island, Peter called.
I wanted to call and just rave a little bit about the Living Streams products. I've been, I'm really, really liking these probiotics, and I'm very glad I've invested in a whole bunch of them. And in general, what I've noticed is digestion so much better. I've actually lost weight in places where, you know, it's like around the middle a little bit where I've been trying for years to lose weight. I don't know why. I could make up some good reasons. Maybe I'm digesting my food better. Maybe some of these probies are digesting the stuff that's there. I don't, you know, it's like, who knows? But it's working.
Well, the proof is in the pudding. These are really nice products. You can go into our store and find Multi-Blend, the minerals, and Bifido, that's what we recommend you start with. Or you can even add the Bifido too. Put those in your ear. Goes right to your small intestine. So if there's something going on there, that'll straighten that out. In our store, Living Streams Probiotics, they're all there, OneRadioNetwork.com. Yeah, and I suspect, too, that when you get more really, really good probiotics at work, that they go off there, all kinds of bad guys, including parasites. And, you know, Peter's story is very curious, but it makes sense. When everything starts working everywhere, small intestine and large intestine, with probiotics in your blood all over, they're going to eat up a lot of yuck stuff. And, you know, your tummy probably he's probably bloated for a long time. Or even, and he said lost weight too, lost actually waist size. So, yeah, you know, the more good things we do, the more good things happen with all of these things. And if you're going to spend money on probiotics, these are good ones. They're really nice. These work like probiotics are supposed to work. And there's about 14 different ones of them. And moringa, if you like moringa, it has a moringa product that you can get a quart and you can drink some of that. The multi-blend is a beautiful one. The LS Derma Gold you can put on your face. He also has the Bifido 2 you can put in your eyes. And I've got yuck stuff coming out of there, so they're probably going after buggies and who knows what's in your eyeballs. And so that's another way to go after things. So you can put some Bifido into your ears, into the lymph system, and get down to your small intestine if you got this classic kind of SIBO thing going on. Here's a number for you if you'd like to call to get more information. Her name is Marilyn. Works with Wayne's company. 360-912-2981. 360-912-2981. Some questions. They have some information that you kind of want to be careful. The FDNA, they've been feisty about Wayne every now and, you know, and so he likes to be real careful about what he says. So they do things over the phone. They're not giving medical advice, but her number is 360-912-2981. And this is important that after you talk to Barbara or somebody else or look on the website, make sure you order through our website. If you would, please, not over the phone. And they'll help you with that. But just, and then we get a little commission. That's how we make our house payment, by the way, which I'm going to make today. So, yeah, so that helps us. That's how we make a living, is by getting commission on products that we promote. Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com.
Know the source.
The source.
OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, this is our second visit from Barbara Frank, who's out of Bethesda, right? Bethesda.
Yes.
And what did you say the translation of Bethesda was?
Bethesda is a Hebrew word that means a healing place.
Oh. And you've been there 40 years, see? Just in the right spot.
Right.
Here's a name.
I love it. It's not as beautiful as Alabama, but it's home.
That's where you grew up, Alabama, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Here's an email for you. I did a month-long program with Barbara and having great success, and continue with the rose cream and the herbal lotion and the Olympia cleanse daily. Barbara's been very supportive and helped me with getting over some emotional stuff too, that I was hindering my health success. She responded to all my questions. I shared some of those products with my good friend because she has been having issues with very itchy skin problems for about a year now. He is really enjoying the Olympia cleanse especially. He asked me where he could get more of that because he's enjoying it so much. It's a real bonus too. I am 66 and my libido is improving, which is making me very happy as well. That's great. Our libido in 66. Good for you, girl. So, more products, and she can just talk to you through your website, right?
Yes. Barbara Frank. Can go to my website, and it's there.
Barbara Frank 222.
Yes.
So, talk about your... you sent me that. I haven't used it yet. What's the Olympia? What's that about, the lymph cleanse?
The lymph cleanse is just to clean out, you know, your lymph system without... endocrine disrupting, hormone disrupting chemicals that are in most soaps have, you know, things that are going to disrupt your hormones.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just organic, it's colored with blueberries, so that it's just natural, and it also kills parasites as well. So that's probably why he's liking it. His body is responding to, just, you know,
clearing out the
parasites.
And where do you put this? Do you put this the whole body?
Bathe or shower with it, or soak with it.
Oh, I see. You're using it as a soap.
Some people, Yeah, I'm sorry. Some people say they put it all over their body an hour before bath and worms pop out. And then they bathe, they wash it off, but I don't recommend doing that.
No, the worms crawling.
Yeah, just shower with it or bathe with it.
Let's not get too wormy. Yeah, I like to rebound it. That's really good for lymph system. I've been doing that for, gosh, 30, 40 years. That'd be fun. I could put some on and then rebound and see if they pop out or something.
Yeah, just shower with it.
Just shower with it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. A friend wants to do the lotion and rose cream, but his plumbing is broken, and he can't bathe or shower at his home, and just does a squirrel bath at the sink. Will that be a problem for him putting rose cream on every day? It's a great question.
Well, he can soap his body, soap the top half of his body, and then rinse it off. You know, wring out the washcloth and take off the soap with that. I mean, there you can do it like that.
Sure. Oh, so with this lymph thing, you're actually putting on your body and scrubbing it kind of, and then just washing it off.
Well, I suggest that you put it on your washcloth and then scrub with it.
I see. And does it have to be leave on your skin for a long time or not?
No, that's what some people came up with. I didn't come up with that.
Yeah, folks are always changing things. You know how they, oh, if I do this.
Yeah, people come up with ways to use the products that I don't know about.
Yeah, I bet so. I bet you've had this question, and this has come in from George. I'm thinking, could I use some of your products in an enema to get rid of parasites in my colon?
Yeah, some people do. They use the herbal lotion.
Really?
If you do that, then I would suggest go make sure you get the Living Streams probiotics and take them.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
Or put those in afterwards. Yeah, because the lotion may kill.
Oh, you can put them in, yeah.
But the lotion, would it kill good guys in the colon, do you think?
It's really not designed to go internally.
Right.
But it's not, but many people do. And I just think that if you're going to do that, you have to replace. So I'm telling people to use the Living Streams probiotics because I hear so many good things about them.
Yeah. My dog has mange as well. Wow, a lot of that going around, different part of the country. And how often would you use it on the dog? And on the psoriasis that the person asked about, how often would you do that? Okay, psoriasis and mange.
Yeah, the mange on the dog, I would say I would dilute it at first and make sure the dog is not sensitive to it. And then as you see, you know, it's going to crust up and start coming out of him.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that it's dying and that you're killing it. So, you know, go very gently on the dog because he can't tell you his discomfort level. And, you know, just play it by ear like that. But I would just put it on the dog. And if you shampoo your dog with the herbal lotion, I would dilute it a lot. And then, you know, or maybe use a lymph cleanse to shampoo him because it also gentler kills parasites.
Yeah. And you could use your regular natural shampoo and just put a few drops of the lotion in there, couldn't you?
Yes. Yeah. You could do that. That's suggested as well. The fact that he has it is telling you that his immune system is compromised, that he came down with it. So he's having a weaker immune system in the first place.
So have you used your rose cream like ongoing for all these years?
Since I was a child. My mother made us put it on every day. So I still do.
On your face every day. I put on my face every day, too.
I put it all over my body every day.
All over your body every day. Wow.
I don't want to get bitten by mosquitoes.
I see.
We have some terrible mosquitoes here.
You guys got big ones up north. Are you kidding me?
Terrible. Encephalitis, putting brain parasites in you. I don't need that.
Well, my dear, I think we've gone through all the emails. Let's see. Did we cover everything? Let me see. What have we missed? Anything? Wow, so much fun. Now, there's different, but folks, you do recommend that folks just go ahead and get the original rose cream to start, right?
They can do that, but if they really want to be seriously getting rid of them completely, they need to clean their bed.
Yeah.
So that's, the package has that, but the rose cream is a good start.
I see. Yeah, I was thinking just of the cream, but yeah, when you get the package, then you're getting everything, and it's important to do the bed, right? Phew,
Yes.
That's very interesting. You could probably do that every few months if you wanted to, right?
Yeah, I would suggest the first 2 months that you do your bed. Mm-hmm. But definitely don't want to put your clean body in your bed because all the eggs from all the parasites on you are in there. So you need to clean your bed.
Yeah.
And your raw foods. Remember, they're coming out of the soil where there's 10,000 parasites.
10,000
in every inch parasites. Of soil.
10,000 parasites in Brazil?
In every inch of soil.
A lot. They're everywhere. Yeah. They're everywhere. Yeah, and Wayne, you know, there's some folks that actually believe that these soil-based organisms are good for you, and I understand that.
Some of them.
Some of them are.
Some
of them are.
Yeah.
They're called SBOs. You can actually buy them. But Wayne, and he knows a lot about this stuff, he, as long as I knew him, he said, nope. He said, these are just not good. You need to wash your vegetables. He said, these are not good to eat. So, I don't know. But
you should wash your vegetables, yes.
Wash your veggies. From the motion picture, watchyourvegetables.com.
I mean, think about it. When it rains and all the animals that are nibbling on the vegetables, they're going to the bathroom there, and the rain pops it up on the vegetables. So they need to be cleaned properly.
I think you're right. Well, my dear, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it. We covered all the questions, and I appreciate you sending me these little care packages. I'm going to go and look and see if I really have some peptide stuff. You know, I'd never seen it on the label.
I know, I just sent you some.
Oh, you just sent me.
I just sent you some, but I don't remember if I sent them before, but I thought I did.
I see. Oh, that's right. Okay, cool. Well, thanks a lot. You've been very, very, very kind.
It's been fun.
Yeah, it's been fun. Thank you. And your website is BarbaraFrank222, right? BarbaraFrank222.
222.com, yes.
222.com. Okay. Thanks a lot. We'll see you tomorrow. No, I'll see my listeners tomorrow, but I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Bye, Barbara. Bye.
Bye.
I'm going to share one quick thing that, this is a kind of unconventional, but I wanted to share with you because my Uncle Tony taught me this one, and you could probably try it. You know, you could probably try it. I didn't want to really compete with Barbara's products, even though we don't sell them. But, you know, this is, it's an interesting one. It's my Uncle Tony. And here's what you do. You get a cookie, a sugar cookie. And, now this works. And you just kind of put it up your bum, you know. And then the next day, you do a sugar cookie. And then, this is for tapeworms. And you just go ahead and put that little baby up there where the sun don't shine. And then you skip a day. And then you skip a day. And then you put the cookie again. And then you just skip 2 or 3 days. And the tapeworm will come out and say, hey, where's my cookie? And you hit it with a hammer. And it's a,
wow. We talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on OneRadioNetwork.com.